Hello, everybody. It's me, Big Daddy Brian, and my best friends in seventh grade, Sebastian. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm a little tired, but, you know, hanging in there.
Yeah, same. I'm tired. I don't know. It feels like the holidays, like, you know, it's cool, but now it's like you feel slow now. Like, you feel dead. You feel tired every day after holidays.
I feel like now that we're back to reality, it's kind of like, meh. Like,
no,
Halloween is gone, Thanksgiving is gone, Christmas is over, so now it's kind of like, I'm tired.
Yeah, it's like, damn, all the holidays came back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of Christmas shopping for me. It was a tough world.
It was tough, but anyway, how are you? We're going to have a podcast next week about holidays. Mm-hmm. We're not going to record but we're going to record it pretty soon, because, I mean, I think we should be good next week, but we should talk about our holidays.
And if you have been listening to the last episode, you know what we're going to talk about in this one. We're going to talk about Percy Jackson with the third and fourth episodes that just came out these 2 weeks.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, 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 wah. So, Sebastian, my first question for you is, what episode did you like more, episode 3 or episode 4?
1,565,000% episode 3.
Dang, what happened with episode 4?
It was good, but I loved episode 3. That one was the one with Medusa, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, can I guess why you liked it? And I was like, it has to be Medusa.
I loved it. Look, well, we'll get into the things we did not like, because there's a lot of things I did not like, but episode 3 was perfect. It was perfect. It was just so good. Oh, I loved it. Mm-hmm.
My first comment about Medusa is they made her pretty thick in this TV show. I was like, whoa.
Really? I was disappointed with her.
Really? Why?
Because in the movie, like, she slithered. Like, she was a full snake, you know? And that's how she's portrayed, like, to us everywhere. She's a snake. Yeah. Like, she's, you know, her upper body is, well, her abdominal is like a woman. And then her hair is a snake. And then her body is the snake. And I really, really was hoping that she was gonna like rip off her her robe, and it was gonna be awesome armor, like scales. That's what I expected.
To me, I always thought it was the reverse, where it's like she has a whole human body, and it's like her hair that's just snakes, and that's it.
Really? Okay, no, yeah.
That's what I have always seen.
It was good. It was good, but I really wanted to see that like Medusa. And then, okay, go ahead, keep going.
I was going to say she had a nice smile.
Yeah, she does. She was really sweet. Athena's a bitch, though. I was like, damn, bitch, we got to go out that hard.
Hey, we've always known she's been a bitch. I don't know. What's up with her?
Yeah. Even in the book, she was very, you know.
Mm-hmm. But it's always about her, whatever she wants. I don't know. But you tell me, like, how did you feel about episode 3? Like, what was your high points and what was your disappointments?
My high points were definitely, it was not boring. There was no really boring part in that episode.
Yeah, I feel the same. I didn't really get bored at all.
Yeah, it was really good. Like, it kept me like, oh, like, I'm excited. What's happening next? You know, they're going to try it. And I love that they introduced Thalia. Mm-hmm. It was perfect. I loved it.
I thought the tree would be bigger, low-key. It looked all small, like any normal
tree. Like, just a regular tree?
Yeah.
You know what I'm kind of not liking, though, and what? I think I mentioned this in the last one we talked about, episode 1 and 2. They're killing the monsters way too easily for me.
Really? I think it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, like, let's talk about like the budget, you know, like the budget's probably like too small for them to actually like continue. Keep showing these monsters. That's what I'm thinking.
You're probably right. I mean, yeah, you're probably right, but I mean, I'm just expecting so much. But in the book, it's like, you know, I threw my dagger and the monster dodged it, and like they keep charging at us, and then we push them out. Like, I feel like there was a lot more sequencing. And here, like in the bus, Annabeth just threw her dagger, disappeared. Medusa, like super quick, like they killed Medusa like in like 2 seconds. Like, there was no fight at all.
Mm-mm. I think that's true. Like, it's pretty whack. Like, when they use Medusa's head to kill that one monster, I was kind of like, so you're not going to show us the whole thing? It's just, like, off-screen, basically?
Yeah, I didn't... Yeah, that's the only critique I have for episode 3. That's it. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. I just feel like they're killing off the monsters way too quick. But episode three has been my favorite out of all four so far.
Mm-hmm. For me, I would have said episode four.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, I kind of looked it up just to see, like, what other people's thoughts were. And, you know, in general, I feel like people are kind of, like, liking the show. So, not many people are, like, you know, saying it's the worst episode. Mm-hmm. But, like, I kind of Googled the episode on Google. And there's this guy in IGN that's, like, reviewing all the episodes. And so far, he said this is, like, the worst episode in the series. And I was like, what?
I really didn't like it either.
Really? What didn't you like about it?
I think it was that lady was not my favorite.
Yeah, she was kind of whack. I expected kind of more.
Yeah, she was kind of whack, and she kind of got annoying. And and what was that what's that monster called?
Chimera?
Yes. I was confusing it with the three-headed dragon one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I thought that was the three-headed dragon. When I saw it, I was like, this is the three-headed dragon? Hydra?
I think you're thinking about Cerberus. Cerberus?
Isn't it Hydra or something like that?
Oh, you're thinking about a dragon. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, the three-headed dragon that you behead it and then it, like, comes back again.
Yeah.
I thought it was that one. Was that in the first book?
I remember it being in the first book.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought that monster was going to be... I thought the monster that was in the train was the dragon one. Or no, it was not in the train. Was it in the train? Yeah, it was in the train.
Yeah, it was a train, yeah.
I did like how the makeup was in Percy, though, when he was poisoned.
That was pretty crazy. I told him then, I was like, damn, they really turned him white real quick.
Yeah, it was like one shot out of him. Did you notice? I was like, one shot he was like fine, and then the other one he had like pale ass lips.
And I was like, oh, that was pretty good. I was like, what?
Yeah.
But I think I liked the ending of this fourth episode. I was like, what?
Wait, I was all hyped up. Again?
Yeah, so Percy is getting his ass beat by the Chimera. Mm-hmm. And then he falls through the little hole that they made, so they like he can escape. So he fell through, and like you think he's gonna hit the concrete or whatever, but instead, Poseidon comes in clutch and gets him. Yep. And then Percy at the end is like stuck in whatever he is. I think he's in the ocean. I think.
Oh yeah, he breathes underwater for the first time.
And I was like, oh, that was a hype sequence. I think that's the only reason why I like episode four more than the other episodes, just because of that. Because you know. In episode two, I think, is when Percy gets his, like, little sign that he's the son of Poseidon.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I like that scene, but, like, I liked it more in the movie where, like, it looked badass. Like, he was able to get the water, heal himself, like, after beating Clarissa or whoever he beat in that movie. And then, boom, he gets the sign of Poseidon.
Yeah.
So I was kind of looking for, like, more badass moments like that from what was in the movie and the books. But, you know... The episode four, it took a while, but it got there. And I think episode four was badass for that.
I think that's what I'm missing. I think you, like, said it perfectly the way I couldn't. I feel like I'm missing, like, those badass moments. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with Medusa, I was like, ooh, like, this is, like, the perfect badass fight sequence. Like, this is going to be perfect. And it was just, like, it's over. Like, it was lackluster, I feel like.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Because I remember she was just, like, she was just walking around. They put the cap on her and they just cut her head. And it's kind of like, so we didn't even get to see what she looked like with all her snakes.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Like, we didn't even see her. We didn't even see her, like, activate her power. Like, yeah, it was pretty sucky.
And in the movie, I don't remember how it went, but I do remember, like, when I was a kid, I was like, that's more badass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the snakes, like, pop up and, like,
hit. Yeah. And I think Percy in that one won because he showed her a mirror of her face?
No, I think he used his phone to, like, see where she was. And then, like, once she, like, came running towards him, like, he cut the head off or something like that. Mm. I think they put it in a bag in the movie. And then here they shipped it off right away.
Mm-hmm. I need to read the books because I don't know if you saw this, but someone, like, from the crew or the writing, something like that, they wrote like an article about them saying like they deviated from the source material like a lot, and I was like, I don't know, like I feel like this is pretty close to the book. How do you feel? Do you think it's like a lot different or what?
No, I feel like it's not like super accurate, but they're hitting like a lot of points that were in the book. So I don't know why they would say that. If it, so far I feel like it's been accurate. Again, it's been 10 years since I've read the book.
I know.
So I'm like, from what I remember and seeing this and seeing the movie, it feels pretty accurate.
You read it 5 years ago?
10.
10? Sheesh. Mm-hmm. I think I read it like 5 years ago because I want to reread it.
You want to reread it? I know. I want to reread it too, but I have way too many books on my list to like go back to it.
Yeah, I don't want to reread it too, but I've been really busy.
I thought episode 3 was also kind of funny. What part? There was a specific part that I thought was really funny, and like it wasn't cringy. But I can't remember. Fuck. I should probably start writing notes. It was funny. Like I genuinely chuckled a few times in these two episodes.
Yeah.
But I did. I just sometimes I hate the way there's no emotion behind their acting. Sometimes, like
gonna tell you. I feel like sometimes Annabeth can go too much into her I don't know. Like sometimes her words, the way she says it, are really stiff. More than they have to be, you know?
See, but I'd rather that than just still. Like, for example, when Percy went to go see the Oracle,
mm-hmm.
and then he's like, you're just a Halloween... Oh, that part was funny to me. He's like, you're just mm-hmm. a Halloween decoration. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the smoke comes out. He's like, oh, I will be walking out now. Oh, okay. And it just felt like it was very, like... Like, very... emotionless. Like if I saw that motherfucker, I would have been scared. I would have been yelling. Yeah. I would have been running. And he was like, "Oh, I will be back. I see you are busy." And I enjoy that.
It's so tough because like we think when we read the book, like we see kind of like one way, like we think of it in our head, and like maybe they think of it in a different way. So like it's kind of like that point where it's like where like we think he should show more emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But they're probably like, no, Percy's like kind of a, like, what would you say?
Like a laid back, like, careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know who I've been impressed by that I feel like I just didn't expect much from them is Grover. I thought it was pretty good.
I love Grover.
Yeah. The actor that's doing him is like doing a good job. I've been like, wow, Grover's the MVP.
No, I agree. Like, I think he's my favorite character so far. He really is. I really like Annabeth as well. I think so far, out of these four episodes, my favorite characters are Grover, number one, mm-hmm. Annabeth, number two, and then Percy.
Yeah, I think I would say the same order. Because, mm-hmm. like, the same thing I told you, like, a while back, Percy's, like, it took me a while to get used to him. And Annabeth was, like, it was, like, more like, yeah, I like her. Grover was more like, yeah, I like him, even though he snitched on Percy.
Yeah, I love Grover. He's doing such a good job. It's so funny, though, because his legs are so skinny. And they literally look like sticks. And it cracks me up.
You trying to call him Stickman?
Yeah, honestly. Like, they should put some little more meat in there.
Oh, yeah, brother.
But, no, I really did enjoy episode 3. I think the fighting, again, fighting could have been better. But I loved it. And then the what is... Oh, my God. I always forget the word. The SFX?
The CGI.
The CGI. Jeez, I don't know why I always forget. The CGI is so good. Like, I do give them props.
Yeah, it's been better than I expected. Mm-hmm. I think it's, I think that's why, like, we barely see the monsters a little bit. Because they want to make sure, like, they're able to do it so good in those couple of seconds that we do see it.
Yeah, I agree.
But it gets annoying sometimes.
Yeah, so far it's been annoying. Like, the first time, I was like, cool, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Percy killed the teacher, like, I feel like that was super quick.
Yeah, like, it felt kind of rushed.
Uh-huh, that's what it felt like.
Yeah. Because I remember in the movie, like, they did a whole sequence, like, her flying around.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he barely was able to, like, protect himself. And that was, like, so much more badass than what we got in the first episode.
Yeah. And that, I think, yeah, that's what I feel like that's the only... I think everything is perfect. The actors, the pace of the show is really good so far for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything bad about it.
Yeah, exactly. But I do feel like it is... The fighting sequence could be just a little better.
Yeah, like, pacing is a big deal for me, too. Because, like, I feel like if it goes so slow, I'm not going to want to watch it no more.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Stranger Things, I remember, like, there was a couple episodes, like, from the newest season that came out a while back. I was like, damn, man, it's going slow.
I never watched Stranger Things.
Are you going to watch it before the final season comes out?
No.
Sheesh, I didn't know you were a hater like that. And you love Halloween.
I love Halloween, but yeah, that show was just not... I tried watching it, but no, I couldn't.
Makes sense. What do you say, the cast from Percy Jackson is better than the cast from Harry Potter?
No.
Like, I hate comparing them because, you know, they are kind of the same and, like, you know, one's more popular than the other. And it's going to be kind of like where Percy Jackson's just copying Harry Potter, da, da, da. But I feel like the Harry Potter cast was so much better in the first movie that they were in.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I feel like it's the acting. It is the acting. It's a Percy Jackson show. I know it's for kids. I know the budget is not crazy. Mm-hmm. And I know where I'm being super picky and I don't care. But I think we just
have to remind people that we still like the show. It's just that we're comparing it to, like, you know, Harry Potter right now.
Or we're comparing it to other kid actors, or like from what we read. And I feel like you can definitely tell these are amateur actors. And then Harry Potter, they were fucking insane. They were good ass actors.
And I was like, ooh, maybe we're being biased because they're British or something.
No, I don't think so. That has nothing to do with it. I just think it's a little better. But again, I'm sure Harry Potter had like 4 times the budget than like them.
That's for sure. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like they're doing a good job though, like overall. Like, I wouldn't complain. I think they're probably gonna get new fans just from this one season. Mm-hmm. But if you had to guess, so far we've seen 4 episodes and I forget how many they're gonna have. I think it's 12, right? Or 10?
I don't know. I think they're doing 10 maybe, because that's usually what like they do.
Let me see. So I looked it up. I found that it's going to be 8 episodes. I was shocked. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's what I said when you were gone. I was like, it might be 8 because almost every single new season, like a new series, is always 8.
That's true. And especially because these are kind of like 40 minutes, 45, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it makes sense, I guess. Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking 10. Say it again?
Do you think that's enough episode to like cover everything at a good pace?
Yeah, I think it's good enough, especially because, like, you know, the book sometimes, like, or probably like they'll probably cut off some unnecessary stuff that we don't need,
right?
But overall, I think that's a good amount of episodes. So I'm watching, like, so there's an anime called Yu Yu Hakusho, and the anime has like 75, 60 episodes for a certain like amount. And the Netflix show, because they're doing a live action of it, they covered all those episodes in 5 episodes.
Oh, wow.
And Sebastian, when I tell you the first 2 episodes were amazing, they were amazing. Last 3 episodes were rushed as fuck.
Oh, I bet.
Like, legit, they fit like so much stuff that didn't have to, where it was kind of like, what are you guys doing? Like, if you just did like the first 30, 40 episodes, you would have been fine. Right. But they went like too overboard with it and they just didn't have enough time. Yeah. Go ahead.
No,
you go ahead.
I was like, that's what I'm scared of, that they'll like just rush at the end. Because again, right now I feel like it's a good pace. Wish there was a little more fighting, but the pacing is pretty good. Yeah. But because there, what's still left? There's still the 3-headed dragon,
and they still need to go to hell, and they need to go to
the hotel. Vegas.
Yeah.
Or the casino. Yeah, the casino where the lotus flower is.
Yep. And then we still need the big badass final scene.
What's the final scene? Luke getting caught, no? Luke getting
No, it's when Percy fights the god that's behind everything.
I forgot who that was.
In the beach of California.
What god does he fight?
I can't tell you because that's a big spoiler.
Is it Hades?
Well, I can't tell you because it's a big spoiler.
I need to go back and like refresh my mind.
I'm surprised you forgot that one. I feel like you would remember.
I'm telling you, like, it's been a long... The only thing I can honestly probably recite, like, front to back is honestly probably the last book and the first book of the Heroes of Olympus.
I really can't remember everything either, but I just remember because I looked it up.
Cheater.
Hey, I've already read the book. I just have to...
Refresh
my memory.
How does it lay? Oh, excuse me.
We're tired out here, folks.
Yeah, we are. Sorry. How does Elaine like it so far?
So Elaine likes it. I was surprised. I thought she would hate on it, but she likes it. I haven't asked her what she what she likes and what she doesn't like, because every time I ask her those type of questions, she's like, "I don't care. It's just a show." I'm like, "Okay."
Oh my god! We should have her on another episode.
She says she doesn't want to be on an episode.
Wow! Is she right there right now?
No, she's not. She's in the room.
She lucky she's in the room.
I know. I told her, I was like, "You don't want to be on an episode?" She's like, "No, nah, like you guys love the show, and like if I go on there, I'm not gonna know everything that you guys know."
She loves. Wait, you know what? We need to post after this the truck vlog or the truck episode.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, anyway, yeah. Well, she needs to be on an episode though, because if she's watching it, she should. Or maybe she can like be on the last, like on the season.
Oh, finale. The finale. That would be a good one.
Yeah, because we'll just recap everything, right?
Is there anything else you want to talk about from these two episodes?
I literally just said everything I had in mind. Love everything. Just the fighting could be a little better. Percy's acting could be a little better. But Grover is stealing my heart. I love him.
Do you think it's one of those things where it's like the actors have to go into their characters and like they'll figure it out?
I just think you can tell. I just feel like they're nervous. Like, I feel like they're just nervous.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, so would I. This is, like, probably one of the biggest series in the book world for young people, you know?
Sure.
Again, they're doing an amazing job, and I love the characters, but there's just something missing, just one little thing. Like, just,
like you can't tell what it is, but you know it's there.
But it's there, and it's kind of bugging me. Mm-hmm. And that's why Percy's last, because Percy's very like, oh, no.
Yeah, I definitely
have to run.
I definitely feel what you feel. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, we're not experienced actors, but like, if someone's saying like some, they feel something off. They feel something off. Like something is going on.
Right.
It's like when you watch a good movie, you know it's good. If you watch a bad movie, you know it's bad because like you don't know like the specific things why it's bad, but you know it's bad for
something. You just didn't like it. You just. There's something that you didn't click with it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And I definitely feel like it's Percy that you feel like you're not hooked to. And I think that's what's kind of like making the series a little bit like, you know, kind of, I wouldn't say it's bad so far. I would say it's good. But I feel like it's kind of tedious at some points because of Percy.
Yeah, that is damn, Brian, I thought I was an English major.
I know, huh?
that was perfect. Like, literally, like, that was perfect. Like, there's Percy for me right now is not Percy-ing. Like, I'm not Annabeth. I'm definitely the way she be acting. I'm like, yep, that's Annabeth.
Yeah, Grover, I mess with her. I like her. Yeah. I like Grover. He's good. It sucks because Percy's the main character.
Yeah, he is the main character. So that's a little rough, but man, he'll get there. He's good. I'm saying he's fine. But
it's I think it's just something, like, he'll get it eventually, you know? Imagine like, his parents, like, listen to something random like this, and then they're like, they're talking about my son!
Well, I'm sure he's gotten hate. I mean, you know, not everybody is pleased with everything, and people are mean in the internet.
But have you been hearing anybody else's opinion on the show?
I haven't. I've heard a lot of good things. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. Like, there's not much I don't think needs to change. I see a lot of TikTok reviews, and they're like, oh, episode 3 was really good because da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And then they'll say the same thing. Like, the only thing I, like, nitpick is, you know, there's a little bit of lackluster in these specific spots, but, like, it's fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I go on Reddit. You know where Reddit is? So, are you on Reddit? You go on Reddit?
I'm not on Reddit, but I use, like, the Internet Explorer to go. Like, I don't have an account, but I, like...
Oh, like, you search... You go through it sometimes?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so I go on Reddit, and there's, like, this specific Reddit group for, like, Percy Jackson. It's called Camp Hot Blood. If, like, you're a Percy fan and you want to check it out. Mm-hmm. So I go on there, and, like, I kind of check out the episode, because they do little posts where it's, like, if you're going to talk about episode 3, episode 4, like, you can do it right here. Aww. So, like... When I'm done watching the episodes, I go on there and see, like, what else are people thinking. Right. And most of the time, people are saying good stuff. Like, I think when I go on there, I see a lot of people saying, like, Annabeth. Like, they love Annabeth.
Yep, Annabeth is definitely a fan favorite.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, GOAT. Yeah, she is.
Besides Grover.
I don't know. Grover's he's surprising me. I like him.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy because, like, you know, when you're reading the books, he's kind of just like the guy. Like,
yeah,
he's just a funny guy. And that's it. Like, nobody really is in love with the guy. But the actor, man, he's playing him too good.
Yeah, he is. And he doesn't have horns in the first book, huh?
I think they're little ones. They're not big.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like he got his horns, like, towards the end of the series.
Like the big ones, right?
No, even the little ones.
No, I think he's always had the little ones. Because yeah. They even showed in the first episode where he had, like, little horns. Or his second episode.
I'm talking about the book.
Oh.
I feel like he didn't have his horns in the beginning. I feel like he got his horns, like, way later on in the series.
No, I think he had the horns.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But then it's like they grow big later on because, you know, he did his job. I think that's it. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think we're good. We can't wait to talk about episode 5 and 6. Now that it's going to be like towards like more and more stuff, hopefully the fighting gets better. If it doesn't, then I think my rating is going to go a little down. But right now, it's probably like a 9.0 out of 10, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
I really like it. I really do enjoy it.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say 7 out of 10.
No, it's really good. Brian, I'm not you.
I was going to say 8 out of 10.
Okay, yeah, not bad. Yeah. If it continues the way it is, I think it is going to go down to like an 8.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully the sequencing gets better. I'm not going to deduct points because the acting is bad because, again, they're like, you know, they're getting into the groove.
You're right.
They're people, working together for the first time and all that. So
let me change mine to 8.5. You're right.
Yeah. But if the action does not change, then yeah, I'm giving it an 8.
What's it called? I was gonna ask something, but I forgot. Goddamn 47. Oh yeah. What do you think you would have thought about the show if it was like if they dropped all 8 episodes at once? Do you think you would have been like as bored of the series? Like you would have been more bored with the series because you're watching it all at once?
Maybe. I feel like since I'm not connecting with because I feel like them doing one episode a week really gets me over the person's not my favorite type of thing. And I'm like, okay, let's go. And I feel like if they binged it, it'd be like, oh, I would probably be stuck on the idea of like, oh, Percy's not my favorite, or oh, Percy's not doing that good of a job. And I think that would really ruin the series for me. But I feel like since they do like one episode a week, it's like, okay, it gives me time to like refresh my thoughts and like refresh and everything. I feel like
I was gonna say the same thing. It feels like if they dropped all 8 episodes, I kind of would have just like, I think I would have finished like episode 3 and kind of been like, oh yeah, it's good. It's all right. And just not keep going.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm grateful that they're doing it like this. But like the way we feel about it, I don't think other people feel that way, but you know.
It's just everybody got their opinion. We'll see. We just gotta see how it goes.
Yeah, I wonder if like our opinions will change after we see like the episode 8. So I'm gonna ask you this question again after episode 8.
What rating?
Not the rating, the part, do you still think it was a better idea to drop it once a week?
Oh, okay.
Or all at once?
Because well, I remember if the episodes continue like episode 4, I'm dropping this bitch.
I thought you liked episode 4.
It was good, but it was just like, meh.
So you agree with the IGN guy? Because he was like, I think he put 8 for the first episode, 7 for the second one, 8 for the third one, and then for the fourth one, he put 6 out of 10.
Whoa, that is very low. I agree. I think the second and fourth episodes were not that strong. I definitely think it would be a 7 out of 10 for those two. Mm-hmm. And I think episode 1, it started out strong, and I think it's definitely an 8.5. But I definitely think episode 3 was a 9.5, like close to a 10 low-key. Like episode 3 was just so good for me.
Like, yeah, if it starts going like that, I think that's still a good overall series. Because sometimes, you know, all episodes can't be good episodes because some of them just need like straight up dialogue to get the story going.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm.
But I hope the show keeps going strong just so we can get a good second season.
Yeah, I agree. I think if they continue to grow and continue to go the pace they are, they have a hit in their hands. But
oh yeah,
but there are a few things that I would like to see change. But I think right now it's perfect.
And I think with the second season, they would have, like, a higher budget just because, you know, with more success equals more money.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I think that's it for us, right?
I think that's good. We'll see y'all next time.
All right, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks from now for another Percy Jackson review. Mm-hmm. But if you're just a normal listener to our podcast, we'll drop another episode next week.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, brother. All right. Take us out, Sebastian.
Bye. All right. You can hear us. You can not hear us. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, mm-hmm. some other episodes, TikTok, same name, Gay Guy, Straight Guy podcast. Oh, remind me something when we record next week. It's something super important. I have to tell you, like, you're probably going to hate me or, like, your jaw is going to drop. But I'll just tell you there.
Okay.
And then, yeah, you can subscribe, comment, and listen to us.
And don't forget our Instagram, I think.
Our Instagram as well. Same name and everything.
All right. Shout out to you guys for listening. We appreciate you. We'll be coming back next week. Sebastian, bye. I bet they're probably like, wow, this is the first time they've been consistent like every other week.
I know. It's been a while, huh? I feel bad for
you. I know. But shout out to you guys. We appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.